on Talk with LT episode 165. Make sure you hit that like button upon entry. Make sure you hit that subscribe button if you're not already subscribed. All right, so before we get into the first topic of the day, let's get into this.
Do I have to answer that question, Your Honor?
You have to answer questions. Yes, sir. My dog stepped on a bee.
Objection, relevance.
My dog stepped on a bee.
No, Amber Heard is a terrible actress.
Let me ask you about pirates, though. You compared pirates to the to the depositions given
then
in this case.
Then I apologize for what I said. Then I misspoke.
You misspoke? You didn't make the comparison?
Right now, just a second ago? Just a second ago, I may have said that I misspoke. I apologize, I misspoke.
Okay. Because you know you can't compare pirates to sworn testimony, right?
Yes.
Okay. But Willy Wonka doesn't matter to you? You see him in that movie, Charlie and Chocolate Factory? Did you look at that one when you were comparing his processing speed?
Do I have to answer that question, Your Honor?
You have to answer questions. Yes, sir.
No, you'll be happy to know I didn't see Willy Wonka as a...
All right, so there's many of those funny-ass memeable moments, but we're going to move on from this. Let's get into the first topic of the day. All right, so this is bad. This is terrible. Yeah. Yella Beezy arrested in relation to pending sexual assault case. God. All right, so let's pull up the story here. Let's pull up the arrest record. All right, what do we got? The charge says sexual assault, warrant-type bond held insufficient. So the bond was $1 million. He Jesus couldn't Christ. Get the bond. He couldn't make the $1 million bond, so it was held. So he's in custody currently on a sexual assault case. Let's pull up further more details. Let's see. It looks like Yella Beezy is behind bars, according to Collin County, Texas jail records. The rapper, born Marquise Conway, was arrested Wednesday in relation to previous sexual assault charge in 2021 and is held on a $1 million bond. Records show Beezy had a warrant for bond held insufficient, which means the bond is insufficient in amount. As a result, the presiding judge can order a person to be rearrested and placed back in jail. As we previously reported, Beezy was arrested in November 2021 on sexual assault charge. Yikes. Okay, so he didn't have enough money to pay the bond. He was rearrested on the sexual assault charge. It's never a good look to be arrested on a sexual assault charge.
Come on out, you rapist!
People give people the benefit of the doubt when it's a civil case. Years later, a random groupie makes up a story that's a clear fabrication.
It's a total fabrication.
And they're after the money. They're not after no jail time. You generally get the benefit of the doubt from the public. But these type of cases don't look good. But we have no details, so no judgment until we get some details and see what's actually going on there.
Yep.
All right, so let's get into the next topic of the day. All right, so an ex-football player is arrested and charged after defending himself against an airline's employee.
What?
The airline's employee attacked him, and he was not arrested or charged. He was simply fired. Let's get into the video. Bloodied up after the ass whooping. But it's like, nigga, you got two punches in your face. You got a two-piece. After you initiated contact, you hit the man first.
Man, sit your dumb ass down.
It is baffling that initially it was reported that he was suspended, not even fired, but then it got reported that he was fired, but not charged, while the black man the ex-football player who was minding his business, he was not the aggressor, he did not attack him first, he was arrested and now he's being charged.
Man,
so that's ridiculous.
Some old bullshit.
Absolutely ridiculous. They got to look into that. That's a clear mistake that they need to fix. All right, so this is an awful, awful look for Dwayne Wade.
Oh, shit.
As Gabrielle Union does exactly what she wants, and that's whatever she wants, regardless of how it compromises the integrity of the relationship. And optics are very important as a public figure. And this is a bad look. All around bad look. So, okay, so I'm going to get into the history of this.
Shout out to LTTV.
Y'all remember this picture that Gabrielle Union posted? This goes back to the Instagram conversation. Why are you posting thirst trap pictures with your nipples out while being married?
She belongs to the street.
This is not no average, I'm just on the beach vacation picture. This is a thirst trap. Why are your nipples out? So Gabrielle Union posted that. Dwayne Wade should have had gripes with that from the start. He should have been like, yo, what the fuck you doing?
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
But, you know, she's going to do what she wants. That boss bitch mentality, that independent woman mentality in a marriage.
You stupid.
So Jimmy Butler responded, well, damn. Dwayne Wade responded, put well, damn in caps on my wife's photo again, and you're going to see what the good, the bad, and the ugly is like. Jimmy Butler responded, well, that escalated quickly. Point noted. I'm still coming to the barbecue, though. So Jimmy Butler merely scoffed at the notion, like, nigga, come on, man. Still coming to the barbecue. Your girl's putting herself out like that. Like, nigga, well, damn. The fuck are you talking about? It's like,
stop it. Get some help.
And then this. After a Miami Heat victory, you're not going to see any more of those after Boston finishes them up in game 6.
Stop the cap.
The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
But, get into it. Look what happens. Hug behind his back. Touch on the back. Why are you touching his ass like that?
What you mean?
Some of that swag, that confidence you got out there on that court.
Oh, man, come on, man. You had that. Bro, you were standing on tables.
This awkward ass conversation from ex teammates. I'm just trying to get like you type conversation. That's weird. You don't have those type like that. That's awkward. Let's get into that.
Alright, appreciate y'all coming.
Love.
You know it, love.
Jesus Christ. Touching his shoulder. Why are you touching his shoulder so much?
How do you do that?
And he had to grab his girl to. Man, that's a mess. Let me play this one more time, uninterfered.
Trying to be cool like Jimmy Butler.
You
know I gotta go in.
You
good?
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
What you mean?
Some of
that swag, that confidence you got out there on that court.
Oh, you did
that,
man. Come on, man. You had that.
Bro, you were standing on tables.
I ain't standing on tables.
I know y'all all came.
Yeah.
That's what the confidence you got.
Yeah, dog. I'm feeling so good.
Yeah.
How are you?
Great, man. I appreciate y'all coming.
Love.
You know it, love.
There's so much wrong with that clip. There's so much wrong with that clip. Because initially at the starting, when you see, it's like Dwayne Wade's walking down the hallway. She chooses to turn and hug him as soon as he turns his back. Kind of almost looks over his shoulder. Jimmy's looking at him as we look in this slow motion. Then he turns around, sees his wife, all friendly, buddy-buddy with Jimmy Butler, touching him. Touching his back, hand on the shoulder in another clip, too close to Jimmy. And then Dwayne Wade says this. This is what happens when your woman dominates you, steals all your confidence and shine with that alpha woman boss bitch shit. And you have NBA legend, one of the greatest of all time, Dwayne Wade, talking about he's trying to get that confidence and swag that Jimmy Butler has.
What?
Nigga, Dwayne Wade, have you forgot who the fuck you are? This is what the fuck happens.
Beta!
This is what happens. We've seen it happen with Will Smith.
Learn the rules.
We see the Amber Heard Johnny Depp case going because Johnny Depp wasn't going to make that shit happen to him. Johnny Depp wasn't having that. Johnny Depp was trying to get the fuck out of that toxic ass relationship.
If you don't get that bullshit out of my face, bitch.
Man, there's so many examples. I'm not even going to name all these examples, but y'all have been, we've been seeing them for the past few years. A high value, high earning, highly respected man. Can't even be respected by his own woman. So it kills his respect amongst his peers.
He got his ass cooked.
It's a terrible, it shows terrible leadership. It's terrible. And the reason why it reflects so bad on the man, because it's like, my nigga, you control the access to relationships and marriage. You got to do better. You command more than that.
Come on, man.
This is pathetic, man. This is ridiculous. I see shit like this and I'm like, God damn. Like, he needs some friends to save his ass. That's what the fuck he needs. He needs some friends to sit him down and have a motherfucking intervention and be like, this ain't it, nigga. This ain't it.
Stop it. Get some help.
Let's get into some of the comments. Gabrielle Union got her eyes on Jimmy Butler. D-Wade better watch out. This is hilarious for so many different reasons. D-Wade switch up quickly after Utah failed. Remember Butler comment, right? D-Wade protecting his wife. Not protecting his wife enough. Protection would have been not posting that goddamn shit on Instagram, putting yourself out there so much for niggas to violate, and then you have awkward moments like this when y'all are cool, but the public sees it as, oh, he tried her, and she's all touchy-touchy, friendly-friendly with Jimmy Buckets.
How do you do that? How do you do that? What the hell is going on?
Dog having flashbacks. Better keep an eye on Jimmy back there, Wade, with the eyes. This some August Alsina shit. They trying to recruit Jimmy. This girl said Wade missed that hug. Yep, right behind Dwayne Wade's back. That's when the hug took place. This man said, get you a girl that looks at you the way Gabrielle Union looks at Jimmy Butler.
Shit getting out of hand now.
That's so bad. That's your wife.
How did this happen? Who was the idiot that did
Jimmy
this?
Jimmy hugging Gab in front of Wade after that comment. This is awful. Especially after that comment. Women will be women. No, nigga. Hoes will be hoes. Fuck out of here, nigga. That's that bullshit. That embarrass your man and not have any type of regard for him at all when it comes to situations like this. We talk about men protecting women. Women are not protecting the integrity, the respect, and the prestige of their men. You get these great men just to tear them the fuck down, and now nobody respects them after all their greatness and accomplishments. It's pathetic. Someone else said, Gabrielle Union knows she wrong for all that friendly buddy-buddy stuff with Jimmy. This is what I'm talking about.
Perfect.
D-Wade wasn't trying to give Gab and Jimmy no alone time. Nigga, what the fuck? Of course not. What the fuck is going on here? She shouldn't even be doing that. He crossed his fucking place with her, and she's entertaining him like she's a fucking groupie like that. If you are putting out things that will be to the detriment of the image of your relationship, the public image as being two public figures, which results in y'all losing respect in the public, it's a bad PR move. First of all, we see what happened with Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. The public ain't fucking with that shit. They ain't liking that shit. It doesn't look cool. People are losing respect for people that they really admired before, so they don't fuck with that shit. But let's move on. There's too many comments here. There's way too many comments. Gabby out of pocket, LOL. Gabby looked a little too happy. Jimmy after Wade's girl. This would trigger, not gonna lie. Butler about to smash. Like, this is a bad motherfucking look. This is awful. All right, so Jamie Foxx is facing backlash for interracial dating as new photos come out with him and his white girlfriend, which is the dumbest shit in the world. Once again, backlash for interracial dating. This is dumb as fuck because that's pretty much all Jamie Foxx exclusively dated for the past, last two decades? It's always seen him with white women. So he gets a new white girlfriend and people are enraged. It's like, make that shit make sense. What the fuck is going on here?
We don't care.
And the thing is because he had a take on Stephen A. talking about black players and protecting young black athletes. And they're saying you can't be pro-black and date white and all this bullshit. So that comes back to that same pro-black and dating white argument. Gonna have to do a full breakdown on that on LTTV. Make sure you subscribe over there. You see some of the comments here. He gonna keep him one that can't make no potato salad. The comments get really... Y'all see how the community disapproves whenever a black man dates outside of the race. Listen, I'm not campaigning for it. I'm definitely not campaigning for it, but I believe in a sense of freedom and letting live and let live. So I don't give a fuck as long as it's not detrimental to people's lives and you're not shooting up schools and shit. It's like live and let live.
Yep.
Sad and typical, people are saying. I love his consistency. See, someone gets it. This woman gets it. She's not mad at it. He loves his non-black women. See? Some people understood that. This is not nothing new. But other people were enraged to the point where it became a trending topic. Someone's like, Dr. Umar, come look at this, which is ridiculous. But mainly people were talking about this comment right here. But yet Jamie Foxx want to talk about Stephen A. Smith talking down on Ben Simmons and other black athletes, but then do shit like this. Please stop fake being an advocate for black people when you clearly don't like black women.
What?
What else do we got here? All right, so Malika Andrews and Dave McMiniman are reportedly dating. Pictures such as this with them together have been floating around the internet and many articles. Dave McMiniman and ESPN's Malika Andrews are dating.
Giggity, giggity. Giggity, giggity.
But yeah, this is news right now. And nobody cares.
We don't care.
Yo, what the fuck? Pro-black, what happened? She a traitor, niggas. Nobody cares. It's like, good for her.
Yep.
Good for her. She found somebody at her network. Like, it didn't work out for Molly and Jalen Rose, but just because it didn't work out for them doesn't mean it's not going to work out for Dave McMiniman and Malika Andrews. It's good because ESPN, they work so often. They work so much all day, every day. So it's like they're constantly in the studio to have somebody that you work with. Maybe that will work out for them. Congratulations to them. But really and truly, outrage, please, nigga, who the fuck cares? Good for them.
We don't care.
Let me tell you something. We don't care.
All right, so let's get into this last topic before we wrap up this episode. This is awful. All right, so this mother put a father on child support, and this is the way the father responded by calling the child. I think the mother's recording this video. Let's get into this video.
Why, daddy? Talk to your mama. Don't tell your mama. Is that the reason why your mama wanted more money than she told?
Now that's very fucked up. I ain't gonna tell people how to raise their kids, but that is fucked up. I know the baby mother did some fuck shit going for the child support, not looking out for the best interest of the child, because now the father is gonna be so financially strapped, so financially tight, where he's like, he doesn't really have the leeway to make time for the child and spend time and spend money on that child after the child support money is being taken away from his earnings. So a lot of the times, a lot of these mothers cripple the father's ability to, you know, provide outside of the child support, which is fucked up. But for him to tell the child,
come on, man,
and have that phone conversation.
How do you do that?
I don't know how old the child was, but that's not a good look.
What the hell is going on?
At all. Yeah, that's not a good look. You should keep that type of shit away from the children. And then saying she's a money hungry bitch, you shouldn't be talking ill on the child or on the mother of the child like that with vulgarity. Regardless of how the mother speaks, keep that shit on that side. Show them the positive side. Show them how it's supposed to be done. If the mother is speaking in that manner, it's an all around fucked up situation. People need to keep that shit off the fucking net. Keep that shit off the internet, man.
Man, sit your dumb ass down.
That shit's a mess. We don't need to see more of that. It's a goddamn mess. They gotta avoid that. The mother, the father, everybody's wrong in that situation. That's just terrible parenting. She recording that and putting that out for the world to see. Man, that's a mess. The father, he ain't shit for doing that too. That whole thing's a mess. I ain't fucking with none of that. They both got to hold these L's.
You're done.
We're going to wrap up this episode. Make sure you hit that subscribe button if you're not already subscribed. We out. Yeah.